programming. This is the Travel World Radio Network.
Welcome back to Travel World Radio. Stephen Pickford along with Willem Backus. Had the opportunity this past week to go back in the past while still in the present at a very special hotel property, the Fairmont Le Chateau Montebello. And joining me now on the line is the Director of Sales and Marketing for the Chateau Montebello, Natalie Beauchamp. Welcome to Travel World.
Thank you, Stephen.
Now, the Chateau Montebello, for those people who may not know where exactly Montebello is and the history behind this magnificent property, maybe give us a little bit of an intro to it all.
Oh, absolutely. Fairmont Le Chateau Montebello is located just an hour east of Ottawa and an hour and a half west of Montreal, so on the Ottawa River. It used to be a private club. In its first days in 1930 when it was built, and it was a host of the Singery Club until 1970 and opened to the public in 1970 and it's been a hotel since then. It's built out of logs, so it's the largest log building in the world. It's been out of 10,000 logs, in fact, that came from British Columbia on the other side of the country by train.
And even though it's been 80-plus years, you still have that unique smell of the wood, which is magnificent. And as I was mentioning to people on site, everything has been delightfully upgraded, but behind the scenes. You don't feel like it's now a cookie-cutter type property. It has its original magnificence, and there's a touch of the 1930s here, a touch of the 50s there, a touch of the 70s there, and that is what I love about the hotel.
You're so right, Stephen. We've upgraded, obviously, the guest rooms. We've renovated them completely, but we haven't touched the architecture of the hotel, which is, you can't really touch it. It's so, the wood, the lug building, you're right, we cannot touch that. So all of the guest rooms have been changed with new furniture, new bedding, wallpaper, everything, except it's in keeping with the resort rustic feel.
The paintings on the wall, I have the feeling from Canadian artists of the 30s, and walking into the lobby, that stone fireplace and the high ridge roof and the seats that you can sit around, I think probably everybody in the hotel, if they didn't want to sit in their hotel room, they would be able to find a seat in the lobby.
Well, absolutely. And they're all the game boards that you can see around the lobby. So year-round, you see families sitting, playing checkers, playing any board games, watching the fireplace. It's beautiful all season long.
The people also make the hotel, because there's a lot of longtime staffers. And you walk around the hotel, people are smiling and saying hello, something you don't necessarily always see in a North American hotel.
Yes, you're right. And our clientele as well, we have lots of people that come back every year. They come back for different events. For example, one of our very popular events is the Christmas package that we have for families. It's coming up, Christmas. We have a three-night package that offers all of the traditional Christmas dinner, the Christmas Eve Réveillon, as well as the Santa Claus that comes. There's the family sleigh ride. So it's a three-night package where all the family can be together in a setting that is really fit for Christmas.
The trees outside, I can just picture them with the snow, and you go for a sleigh ride, and there's so many trails, and you can walk, find a place to relax, sitting by the river. You can totally unwind. You're near civilization, but you aren't in civilization. You've got the best of both worlds.
Yes, we have over 25 activities available on site year-round. So in winter, we talk about sleigh rides, we talk about dog sledding, two skating rinks. We have 24 kilometers of cross-country ski trails. We have four curling rinks. So this is quite unusual for a resort to still have curling on site, so that's a great activity. And then in summer, we have horseback ridings. We still have horses on site. as well as tennis courts. We have the trails, as you mentioned, that you can walk are 5 kilometers. We have pontoon rides, the golf course. We added a spa in 2006, which is gorgeous. It's overlooking the marina. We also have a marina where boats can just stop by and come for brunch, come for barbecue dinner. So there's always something to do. You stay 2 nights, it's not enough to do everything there is to do on site.
No, you'll never get bored. You can do as little or as much as you want to do, and you'll be happy. Walk into the indoor pool. I was first introduced to it maybe 30-something years ago when it was part of our school sports program when I went to school in Montebello. And it's a traditional 1930s-style pool. And it's from another era. And I think that is what makes it special, in that you can step back from today and say, hey, life was a little slower 60, 70, 80 years ago, and we can still relax and we can still enjoy it.
Yeah, that's exactly how we picture it and how we want our guests to feel, is that they can relax when they come to Chateau Montebello.
They can also enjoy great food, because I started my morning with a breakfast buffet, and I'm not one to necessarily start with the fruit and the cheese, and I could almost fill up just with that. And I said, no, there's also great sausages and maple crepes and made-to-order omelet. I didn't need lunch.
Yeah, the selection is quite extensive. And the same can be said about our brunch, which is very famous. We have lots of people that come from either Ottawa or Montreal just for the day, for their brunch, and then they can enjoy the site. It's just a great family or friends outing.
And they line up. You need reservations for your outdoor barbecue during the summer. People were really enjoying the wide variety of meats to put there on the grill.
Yeah, and we're not talking about a hamburger and a hot dogs barbecue. We're talking about quails. We're talking about all kinds of fishes. There's stir fries. There's steak. There's lamb. There's all kinds of dishes, plus a salad bar, a dessert bar. So it's an extensive barbecue that is open from usually Saint-Jean-Baptiste on June 24 up until Labor Day weekend, every night except on Monday night.
You've also expanded your meeting facilities in the past couple of years, and a great location for small incentive groups, sales groups. Get away from it all. You have all the facilities and services, and they can just step outside of those meeting rooms and enjoy all the amenities the property has to offer.
Yes, we've added a new conference center just in 2009, so it's fairly new. It's another investment of $6 million, and that conference room can accommodate up to 350 people, banquet style. So this is perfect for larger size meetings, and we still have all of the other meeting size for the smaller type meetings as well.
Looking at what are your favorite activities and favorite seasons? If one of your friends is coming to visit you in Montebello at the Fairmont Chateau Montebello, and somebody says, what are we going to do? It's summertime. Or what would you, number one thing in summer, number one thing in winter that they must
do? Number one thing in winter would be curling. Just because this is an activity that most Canadians don't know, but yet we win at the Olympics. But so it's really a sport that you think it looks easy when you watch it on TV, but to try it is really not that easy. But it's a great, great sport and a great team building. In summer, one activity I didn't talk about that I really love doing is our Land Rover experience. Which is it's an off-road adventure in a Land Rover, so you really learn how to drive in very difficult conditions. So that's a really high-end activity, something that not a lot of people have tried in the past. So those would be the two activities I would show my friends.
I think that when we go on vacation, we should always try something that we maybe not necessarily have a chance to do anywhere else or any other time in the year, and that makes the vacation much more memorable.
Absolutely.
I just took, for example, a walk through the town of Montebello, and it has greatly improved over the years, 30 years past when I went to school there, and little restaurants, bistros, historical plaques in front of the buildings, and you get your exercise, work off that big breakfast buffet, and have room for dinner by walking through the town.
Yes, I don't know if you've been to Chocomati, which is a chocolate museum, also a store. Obviously, you can buy chocolate there.
Yes, in the train station. They moved the old train station, which was built in the same style as the Chateau Montebello by the Canadian Pacific Railway and used up until the early 80s by Via Rail. They moved it down to what used to be the site of a little rest area in the middle of town.
Yes.
And they've converted it into a tourist information center, as well as having this chocolate museum, place to buy fudge and chocolate and gelato and sandwiches. Very nice. Very nice that they kept that railroad station. And, of course, they are talking about perhaps getting the rail service back up and running one day, but I think that maybe they should get Highway 50 in place.
Yeah,
first.
Exactly. The new section of Highway 50 has opened from Hawkesbury to Chemin-Avocat, so another 12 kilometers. That's bringing us even closer than ever to Montreal.
Yes, eventually it will get done. I think they were talking about it again 30 years ago when I was up there, so eventually it's going to be there, make it even faster and easier to get from either Ottawa or Montreal to the Fairmont Chateau Montebello. Well, we're almost run out of time here on this segment of Travel World. Natalie Beauchamp from the Fairmont Chateau Montebello, 1-800-441-1414, www.fairmont.com for all the information you need about planning any getaway during the four seasons. There's any time of the year is great to visit the Fairmont Chateau Montebello. Thank you for joining us today on Travel World, Natalie.
Thank you.
And we'll be back after these words.
Auberge VIP apart. Auberge VIP.